A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 13th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about World Radio Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about World Radio Day 2017.
World Radio Day was first celebrated in 2012, following its declaration by the UNESCO General Conference. It was subsequently adopted as an international day by the United Nations General Assembly. The theme for the 2017 edition of World Radio Day is Radio is You, which is a call for greater participation of audiences and communities in the policy and planning of radio broadcasting.
But how is Zimbabwe faring compared to other countries? The Zimbabwean government's continuing stranglehold on community radio and its refusal to issue licenses to all but commercial operations with links to state-owned companies or those with government ties is seen by many as a ploy by the government to stifle freedom of expression. Compared to other regional countries, Harare fares badly.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Kunguka Gibbs Nasi is Warnozi Kanwa Negutiro World Radio Day. Apo Pasirose Rinenge Richitarsa Mabasa anitwa ne radio. Patinge Richitepenura Piper Guti Shaka Kosha say Mupenu Evan. Sakandonia Zatra Uti Tingetchi Taura Nevan Vajtuzo, Rongo Zano Farida, Zawaning Washdout Jinge, Zawaning Washdout Vans Gopa Radio Asi, Katarso, Rikam Zimbabwe, Unonaguti. Zimbabwe ichiri yakasarira kumashure zvikuru tichenzanisa nedzimwe nyika dziri kuchamembe kuAfrica kana dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica, Zimbabwe neRwanda dziri kumashure, nekuti unoona kuti kunyangwe pakapwa mamwe makambani maresiness ekutepfenyura, asi vamwe vanoti akarerekera kuhurumende yeZANU-PF, hakuna vatingati vari independent. Uye kune dzimwe nyika kune ma community radio stations akawanda vemakereke, kune ma Christian radio stations ariko my universities are in my radio. I ask Zimbabwe. Vakawanda wanoti Zimbabwe ichiri yakasarira kumashure se gods kana kuti se muswe. Nekudaro pane zvakawanda zvinoda kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa. Asi tida kubvunza vanhu kuti radio yakakosha sei muupenyu hwavo, Gibbs.
Yes, bona zvanenge iradio ikatekile kakhulu Blessing Nxasikhangela kuti iyo pela engafike kumeni lakho kona pho ungathenganga lutho kangawo. Uyathenga ke iradio yakho uyifaka endlini. Ubesulalela nje mahlayana nje kumele udinga ibattery ye kumbe nxa ifakwe emdulini kwabantu faka khona kodwa kulezinye phela eziwindwayo lezi ezithiwa cri-cri nazo ziyasebenza ye nxa sesikhangela ke iradio eZimbabwe kanye ngazani ke njengoba sitsho ibanjwa nguhulumende kakhulu so la amanye ama-radio stations akhona kuthiwa kunganasekelana kancane lo hulumende weZANU-PF so ke siyabona ukuthi e-Africa vele kungani kunjalo nxa ungakhangela endaweni ke ezinjengezambia isanda ukuthi ilungiswe iZambia kompana 1964 yayila ma-radio station yayila radio station eyodwa basebecina bengenisa amanye amaningi kodwa lawa ayingena ngama-radio stations angazani ngabantu abadlelana lohulumende kuzobuya futhi eMozambique lakho kwakufaneka njengakhonokho kuzobuya ke kwele Botswana kungani kwakungcono South Africa yokukhanya ngazani yenza kahle nxasukhangele sibe kula ma-radio stations amaningi kakhulu ama-radio stations angkhona lawa amanye ngabantu nje mahlayana uyakhumbutha kwakule Africana radio kuzobuya la kunye okuthize so ngakungabantu ama-radio aranwa ngabantu nje mahlayana nje so ke nxa sikhangela ke futhi Blessing kwele Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ye akhona xa sikhangela lama newspaper eh kumba amapepa ndaba siyabona ukukhona ye phela amapepa ndaba afakwa abe manengi ngoba abantu abeneliswa thenga phela manje abantu kunjani ngani kuya ikhlupho khona.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7. And tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about World Radio Day. And for starters, of course, the first radio broadcast in Africa was on the 18th of December, 1923 in South Africa. And then Kenya, it was in 1927, and Zimbabwe, 1932. And despite all the developments, radio still remains very important in Africa because of its low cost and also its oral nature. So despite advances in televisions and other forms of communication, radio remains very, very significant, Gibbs.
And we still remember that, as you are mentioning, that, you know, broadcasting began in 1932 in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, the kind of broadcasting was on a low key mm-hmm. when it started. And then it progressed during the Federation period. I mean, the Federation of Zambia, mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, and Malawi. And it was called the Federal Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. And then in 1963, it actually dissolved after the Federation and became the Rhodesia Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. So out of that corporation then, there was this kind of, you know, growing outwards. You know, there was a formation of some community radios, mm-hmm. like Radio Jacaranda. There was the Matopos. Mm-hmm. There was Radio Manika, you know, provincial kind of stations. Mm-hmm. So those were also phased out at a certain given period. Mm-hmm. So it was maybe aimed at what was going on. But let's not forget one radio station that was really stinging in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. It was broadcasting outside the country.
From Mozambique.
That is, yes, Radio Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. right? Or the Voice of Zimbabwe.
The Voice of Zimbabwe.
So it was really stinging and hitting hard. And we know that the operators were, you know, Charles Ndlovu, mm-hmm. and there was Edson Zobo, mm-hmm. and, you know, Richard Wobe, and several other people. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you know, it was one station that actually almost dominated the Rhodesia Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. So now we know it is there in Zimbabwe, but it's no longer as much as, you know, what it was.
Mm-hmm. And of course, after independence, Gibbs, because of this failure by government to license other radio stations, you now have some radio stations broadcasting from abroad. You have Studio 7, you have Radio VOP, and sadly, SW Radio, which due to financial constraints was forced to close shop.
Yes.
But, you know, this is or part of the Zimbabwe story when it comes to the radio. Who do we have?
Now we've got Mr. Zenzele Ndebele, who's the director for Center for Innovation and Technology, is based in Bulawayo. Hey, Mr. Ndebele, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening, Mr. Gibbs.
Thank you so much. A blessing, I think you can ask.
Yes, Mr. Ndebele, of course, today is World Radio Day. Would you say Zimbabwe has made progress when it comes to radio?
Zimbabwe has not made a lot of progress when it comes to radio because, like you have mentioned earlier, that radio in Zimbabwe started as way back as 1932 during the colonial era. And after 1980, people expected Zimbabwe to really develop a lot in terms of setting up community radio stations, setting up commercial radio stations and expanding. But you know that the monopoly of ZBC became a constitutional monopoly until about 2000, when the monopoly was struck down by the Supreme Court following a judgment following an application by Capital Radio, which was ran by Jerry Jackson, then who actually challenged the monopoly of ZBC, and she went on to set up SW Radio. From then, there have been fights in terms of during the times of Jonathan Moyo. He refused to, you know, license community radio stations until late 4 or 5 years ago, when the government licensed 2 national commercial radio stations, but one of it ZFM owned by Superman Wanzira, then Star FM owned by Zim Papers, which is a government company. And then 2 years ago in 2013, about 3 years ago in 2013 now, they put an application for local commercial radio stations, and they awarded 6 commercial radio stations, which somehow are linked to people who are either in government ministers or former government employees. And up to now, as we speak now, we don't have community radio stations. The government of Zimbabwe is yet to license community radio stations. So it has not been as good as people want it to be compared to South Africa, where you have over 100 community radio stations. So Zimbabwe still lags behind when it comes to the development of radio as an industry.
Mm-hmm. That's a brilliant analysis there, mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngaso sikhangela kwenziwa kuyini baba ndivele ukuthi eh Zimbabwe lidonsele umuva ngodaba lolu.
Kwenziwa ibugwala bezanu ngoba izanu yecabanga ukuthi kona kungaba lemisakazo yezigaba ayisoze iwine ama-elections. Mhlawumbe bayakwazi ukuthi vele bona ukuwina kwabo kungenxa yokuthi ngezikhathi zama-elections basebenza kakhulu o-ZDC ozimpepers ukuthi betshele abantu amanga ngento ezenzakalayo. Kodwa kungaba lama-radio station lemisakazo yezigaba abantu bezigaba lezo bazenelise ukuthi bebekwazi ukuthi namhla kwenzakale lokho ngathi bebe ne-information. So ukubusa kwezalo from 1980 ukuthi bavimbele abantu ukuthi bethole information ukuthi lowo siya la uyakhuluma eBhayibhelini ukuthi abantu bani bafa ngokuswela ulwazi. So ngenxa yokuthi eZimbabwe abantu abalalwazi isikhathi esiningi baya bengakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani, babetshelwa into government ofuna ukuthi beyize. So i-government eZimbabwe ayifuni ukunika abantu ama-license just because bafuna ukucontrola abantu into abazizwayo ezikhulunywa emsakazweni.
Yes, yabonga kakhulu ubambe khona baba.
But of course, Mr. Ndebele, you see, the reason that the government gives for limiting the number of licenses it issues out is Rwanda. They go to Rwanda and say, you know, a radio can be used for, you know, ethnic cleansing is happened in Rwanda and led to genocide, and therefore they are saying that there is need to actually monitor it. Is this a justifiable reason?
But the major culprit in using radio for ethical cleansing is ZANU-PF in 1980, when they used the radio stations that they have in Zimpepers to actually, I don't know, pursue the Kukurahundi era, claiming that everyone in Matebele was supporting dissidents and they were dissidents. They even had columnists in Zimpepers who were supporting what was happening. You know, you had the headlines in the chronicle and the columnist who went by the name Mushandi Damadoda, writing about, excited about the Big Five, there are no atrocities that are happening. The likes of Webster Sam, you know, Riwat Kangai by then, where ZBC turning the same propaganda. So it is ZANU-PF that has used the radio for violence, even during the 2008 elections. You remember the Rambai Magashinga jingles. It is ZANU-PF that has always used radio to vilify other people, to call them puppets of the imperialists, to denounce others, calling their opposition to shun violence. You know, we had Elliot Manyika singing Zanu Viva, Zanu De Europa, you know, and these songs were played on national radio. So if you look at the hate language that is played on Zimbabwean radio, you will be surprised what they are talking about, because they are the major culprits when it comes to using, you know, hate language on radio. Even Mnangagwa in 1983 said we had the problem of cockroaches. That's why we called in DTT, referring to the Kukurahundi.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Ndebele. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about World Radio Day. Makasununguka kuti mutifonere titaure ene nyayo yekukosha kwakaita nyaya dzemaradio dzemupenyu wevanhu. Gibbs.
Yeah, let me get back to Mr. Ndebele. Mr. Ndebele, we know that, you know, in terms of how people read media text, you know, it differs from one person to the other, because people naturally use media text for their own kind of gratification. So at the end of the day, is there any belief in ZANU-PF that maybe there's this hypodemic kind of approach to their kind of thinking, that radio actually influences somebody instantly as soon as you get that kind of message? Do they think that it happens that way?
Mr. Ndebele, I think we lost him. I think we are now being joined by Mr. Okay. Rashwit Mukundu, former MISA director. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mukundu, good evening.
Evening, blessing and gifts.
Thanks for joining us, Gibbs. Maybe you can fire away.
Mm. Oh, yes. So I was posing a question, Mr. Mkundu, to Mr. Ndebele. Unfortunately, he got cut off. So what I was saying is, you know, there's this maybe belief in ZANU-PF that the media is a direct hit on people. Like, you know, if Gibbs says this on radio, people just take it as it is. Is it true for ZANU-PF as it is totally controlling, you know, the media sphere?
Well, you are right, Gibbs, that maybe the media does not directly tell us how to think, but we also check with other sources, be it family or friends, to develop opinions about given issues. But the critical matter with the control of the media is that how we make sense of the politics in Zimbabwe, the economy, the bond notes, the political violence is from the voice of ZANU-PF. So by controlling the whole media sector, including radio stations, the message that you get every day, be it you are in the rural areas, in urban areas, is the message that is representing the voice of ZANU-PF. So in the end, no matter I have my different view, I still have to debate based on what ZANU-PF is saying. Mm-hmm. So it takes you back to what many dictators believe, that all publicity is good publicity, bad or negative. So they suppress alternative views from civil society, from opposition, so that it is only their voice that is heard. And it has an impact, especially where certain communities have limited access to other sources of information. So if you look at rural areas, people are listening to Radio Zimbabwe daily. They are told everything is okay. We are suffering because of the former colonial masters. We are under sanctions. They are not told that money is being taken, 1.5 million, to buy a diamond ring. They are not told that the president spends 2 months flying all over the place, and that the child of the president rents a 500,000 a house in Dubai. So in the end, ZANU-PF messages is what then people ultimately believe, especially where there are limited sources of information.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Asi, Vamukundu, tichi tarisa woka kuti hongu gudo kuipa kuipa haro asi arijike usiku. Ko mamwe maresinesi akapiwa ya vamwe wakaita sana Star FM ne vamwe vana ZFM.
Well, tika tarisa pekutanga pakapiwa na Star FM nana ZFM Resonance. Vaka tango wachida kuyeza kwazo. Kutivave vakasia na Radio Zimbabwe, nana Power FM, nana Sport FM, varipasi pe ZBC. Asipakazo tanga kunyangara zvinhu maupfumi wenyika uchienda uchishata. Muzani pia kumchita makakatanwa. Muchona kuti mawireless akaita sana ZFM nana Star FM akutenda achitongofanana nana Radio Zimbabwe yakaita Radio 2 kudhara ZBC. Mucharangarira zvakare kuti gore rapfuura ra 2016 paita zvoizvowe vanhu vachiratidzira mukati memigwagwa yemaguta pamusoro pekushata kuri kuita upfumi hwenyika. Vakuru vanopa maresonance veBroadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe vakatobuda pachena vakanyora tsamba kumawireless akaita sana Star FM nekunana ZBC kuti hamufanirwe kupa mukana kune vanhu vari kupikisa hurumende vakaita sana Tajamuka, vakaita sana Pastor Ivan Mawarire veDisplay. Saka ticharangarira zvakare kuti ZFM yakatodzinga vamwe basa vaishandako nekuti vange vanzi makutaura zvisiringatenderwe kunyanya kupa mukana kune vanopikisana nehurumende kuti vangachibuda pamaresonance. Mukavhunza vamwe vakaita seElection Resource Center, iboka rakazvimirira roga rinokurudzira nyaya dzekuitwa kwesarudzo zvakasununguka, vakatorambidzwa kuburitsa dzimwe nyaya kuStar FM zvichinzi nyaya dzenyidzi dzichataurwa nevanhu vanoita zveopposition. Yange iri nyaya yekugweru City Council vakoka vakombai veMDC kuti vazotaura. Saka mawairesi haasisina mukana wokuti anga akasununguka kutaura nyaya sezvadzise zvazviri ukatenda kuchitaura nyaya dzinoita sengori kupindisana nehurumende nyaya dzidzo dzinotomiswa kuti aiwa pana dzitenderwe saka zvakuitika ndezvekuti tingaite tine mawairesi akawandisa achitepenyura kwakasiyana siyana mhepfenyuro dzichitepenyura kwakasiyana siyana ana ZFM ana Star FM asi nyaya yavari kutaura vese vari kuitora mugango rimwe chete rinove mumuromo wezanupf
aiwa tinotenda rega timboende kune muteereri wedu unkomo
ye baba nkomo kunjani kunapa ecingweni uyaphila
nkomokunjani baba nkomo
ayaphila ye ublessing kade funa ukukhulumisa ngesona manje ngesindebele manje ukhohliwe
mina ngiyakhuluma ngiyadombadomba
hayi mina ngitshaya zonke ngiyataura vese
so uzabile kodwa wasekhohlili engathi sabona uyathini phambili
ya
hayi anyway uyazama kodwa ye so ungathini-ke baba nkomo ngemsakazo yezimbabwe
lapho akulalutho baba ngoba ngabe kuthiwa singabantu abafair ngabe vele sitestations esindebele 24 hours lesesitonga lesesinambiya lesesikhalanga zonke indimi zekhaya njengalapha e-South Africa that's why i-South Africa ngiyi-rated one of the best country in the world kungabi lobandlululo into eyenzakale ebhinga sibe yazi eyenzakale ePlumtree esibe yazi emtare anti bonke abantu bebebulawa yigugurawondo ngabe kuthiwa babekhaviyo khona khana ngabe wonke umuntu wezimbabwe uyakwazi igugurawondo endaweni enjeyabula nantu abangaka ngoba zazi ngabe zikhaviyo indawo lesa but ngendawo ukuthi kwakumnyama vele sakubona thina ngamehlo yikho sikuripota lalamhlanje siyakwazi laphana kwapha abantu abangaka kwapha abantu abangaka but ngendawo yokuthi kwangala ZBC outright vele asilai ZBC ufiwe angeke ngithi vele kuye ZBC ngoba since ngabuya lapha angikulaleli ngaze ngibuye ekhaya vele angumguli benguvula nje mayele ndidlala but asonto vele ngihamba ngizitshe ukuthi ngiyayivula aslong kungenziwanga khona lokhu ukuthi sindebele sodwa isikhalanga sodwa ishona sodwa zonke indimi zodwa konke abakufakayo lokho yidodi baba angivuli vele ngaze ngibuye ekhaya unless kube ngxenye le-collision yamanye ama-political party alabantu abacabangela abanye abantu laminye imihlobo engxenye kungaba ngcono
ye kodwa singasikhangela kathi okwenza ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-P F lingavumi ukuthi kube le msakazi emnengi kuyini
angithi abantu babahamba betshontshwe lapha babebulawa khona ke ngikutsho okwenziwa ngo-1983 ukuthi bengavulala umuntu laphana kuyaba kukhaviwe kungavulawa umuntu nendaweni enjekabakholapha phela like e-South Africa njengamanje akula nto ongayiyenza encane ingabonakali but ngenzeza ukuthi behamba bebulala umuntu etholotho le kakwazakala kukhava lutho bebulala umuntu ebhinga le akukhava lutho its very unfortunate ngoba like izigaba zenze ngiziqambayo asilamaleaders abasimele ephalamente or abasimele phezulu vele abantu bengqonde bebulawa betshiswe benzweni bebetholwa amanga into ezingekhoyo njengona uyabona abantu bakidingapha ama-trade bama bebotshiwe akusunywa kuthule kute tu akula muntu okhavileyo ale ngale ufite sebegijima ngani kuthiwa kufwembe unkulunkulu kodwa kungatshontshi umuntu wakithi ebulawe ngale emathebeleni uyakhava mbani iscova akula lutho baba labona bokuthiwa kumele abantu bakithi yinto vele ezisetshenziswayo ukuthi ungakhuluma uyaxotshwa kule phathi ihamba lapho ovela khona uthi uyakhompena uyaxotshwa kuzaba nzima especially ebantwini bakithi emhlubulweni wakithi
so kuzadingakalani ukuthi kugcine kule msakazo enjengomsakazo kankomo nje uthi uhamba ngaphansi kwesihlahla uzisakazele wena
I think ubaba udavengwa umele izaphu esiyaphuma kuzanu leke beyitem ukuthi phakathi yona siyaphuma kudala angazi ngabantu abaphilile engqondweni bafunisiwe ezibhedlele izaphu yaphuma ngo-2008 lo Morgan Tsvangirai kabuye lo Westman Ncube kabuye lo mama umjuru ngale kabuye lo Pete ngale kabuye behlale bonke lawo mangoma behlale phansi sibe labantu yabona abazabantu ukuthi ngingayibhinga ngalesike bengijhayela izandla ngayindawoni endibe ngijhayela izandla sesifakele izitetshini zona ezesizifunayo uyabona
hayi enkomo kasikuzwile baba sibongele kakhulu
siyabonga kakhulu baba
ye so that was Mr. Nkomo he talked about so many issues but I think what is very important about what we are saying is you know ZANU-PF doesn't want to part with radio stations or some radio frequencies, mm-hmm. because of the fact that the ruling party fears that it perpetrated, allegedly perpetrated violence mm-hmm. against the people of Zimbabwe. So, and then the election process as well, they want to get hold of it mm-hmm. and do whatever they want. But he says if Zimbabweans want to have their own kind of radios mm-hmm. Or radio stations, they need to come together as political parties, and after getting together as political parties, then vote for a person of that choice. Mm-hmm. Then you can have a free kind of media, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Before we go to our next caller, let's just briefly go to Mr. Mkundu. Mr. Mkundu?
Or maybe...
Okay. You have worked in Namibia, and your work at MISA, I think it also means you have experience when it comes to the region as a whole. How is Zimbabwe performing compared to other regional countries?
Under the only remaining absolute monarch in this world, we are the second worst when it comes to the opening of the airwaves. I was in Zambia just in December, and they have 99 registered radio stations, wow. the majority of which are not government-owned. Zambia has a radio station in every district. People talk, they talk about development, they talk about politics in Mozambique. There are over 50. In Malawi, you are now talking of over 15. Same with Botswana, South Africa, over 100 radio stations. So this is a resource for development. But we have a problem in Zimbabwe where ZANU-PF thinks that radio is only about politics. So you see that everything that is talked about in Zimbabwe is about politics. Potholes, politics. Corruption, politics. Education, politics. So if ZANU-PF allows the sector to open up, the people of Zimbabwe have a lot of things to share among themselves. Mm-hmm. People want to talk about their culture. They want to talk about their families. They want to talk about their issues in their own community area without having to be fed from Harare and Montrose in Bulawayo and Gweru. So we are really lagging behind the region. We are actually better than Swaziland only throughout the whole region. And if you go to many African countries, we are even far worse. DRC, despite all its problems, is actually far more radio stations than Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Regati Tura Mwemtereri, Mkoma Joe Magadi.
Good morning, Magadi.
Aywa, tiripo, tipeo pfungwa zenyu Mkoma Joe, nenyaze maraduids.
Because you know,
kunongora vathuku vatori mitsete nguva dzose kubva zvatorwa zvaitwa kubati kuti vanenge vachivanza zvinhu zvakawanda hazvibudi ukazoteerera kumastation dzakaita sena ndopaone kuzonzwawo zvinhu zviri kuitikawo
saka
zvinhu zviri kuitike ngwani munyika yedu asi mapepa avo kachi hauzvinzi ukaberenga bepa ravo herald ndozvinenge zviri kwekunyuzi dzinotanga dzapepeswa dzatariswa yani votanga kunyora nepavo pavanoda vonyepa nepavo pavanoda kuti vafadze vanhu ipo zvino kuti vaburise kuti kana kuno kumamisha vanhu vatotanga kunyoreswa kuzioni zvitupa dzingadzoga dzoga mari dzavo hazvibudi nekuti vanoziva kuti hazvifanira kuzivikanwa saka vanobva kuti mari dzeva atorwa kusavabato kuti akukurudzira kuita zvino zvebato ravo rezanenge zvimberi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joe. I think you heard the Gibbs from Joe. Joe is saying in Zimbabwe you are free to talk, but you are not free after talking.
That's a tough
one. So he's saying that, you know, all radio is all about propaganda and there's no other alternative source for news. And there are many issues that he says are not being covered because the radio stations that are there are actually... you know, just reporting on one thing, you know, trying to do PR for ZANU-PF, Gibbs.
Let me go back to Mr. Mkundu. Mr. Mkundu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, so talking about this radio sphere, you know, there's something that is happening and you are saying it every day. Does it mean that young people listen to radio or social media has taken over everything?
Well, the truth is that in urban areas where you have a high penetration or access to the internet, social media has certainly taken over. The evidence is by hundreds, if not thousands, of youths that you see plugging in on their earphones, listening to music on social media and sharing information on social media, especially WhatsApp. But in rural areas, there is a problem of access. You have limited access to internet. So those young people in rural areas are mostly fed information from radio. And it so happens that Radio Zimbabwe is still the dominant media that is accessed in rural areas. And what this means is that those young people fed ZANU-PF propaganda on a daily basis. They don't get balanced information. They don't get to hear about other political parties or leaders or other issues that are critical of ZANU-PF. And as we go towards 2018, it's a problem that will actually get young people in rural areas mobilized for violence using such messages from ZBC. And other state-controlled radio stations.
Thank you, Mr. Mkundu. Do stay on the line. Regatende unemwe mtereri mkoma Douglas. Magadi mkoma Douglas.
Fara edu magadi.
Aiwa isu tirinani mkoma Douglas. Iri muda riro mainzi wa inga ati V18.
Tiriku inzwa chaizvo nyaya inoitika munoona ndeyekuti kana ndaida kutanga nokutaura ndichiti pastudio 7 handiti hapana vamunorambidza kana vamunosarudza ungava uri webato ripi munongotendera kutaura
haiwa pano hapana makuva embwa hatina divi ratinorerekera
zvinoitika manjozi nevamwe vanozoti kana sesi nhasi tataurawo nzinzi yachinzipo waiva wazotaura waitaurirei unorerekera kubato ripi dei majekesera vateereri kuti munhu wese akasununguka kutaura zvaanofunga
aiwa ndozvatinotogara tichizivisa kuti chido chedu ndechekuti munhu wese ataure pfungwa dzake chero tisinganyombane kutukana kana kumarana marana asi kana tichingotaura hedu hanzi shoko harivhikwika tinenge tichingotaura zvedu zvakanaka kuri kuvaka nyika hapana basa kuti uri webato ripi Aiwa manyatso baya dede nemukanwa. No teda zvikuru mukoma Douglas apo. Gibbs wanzwa apo mukoma Douglas vachi
masvidiye.
Taura apa. Ehe. Of course what Mr. Douglas was saying is saying that where he is in the Midlands sometimes if you are heard contributing your views on Studio 7 it means trouble for you. So he wanted us to make it clear that this is a radio station for everyone.
Yes, which
you know,
is good.
They are ZANU PF, MDC, Mavambo, Transform Zimbabwe, Answer, you know, any political party you are free to contribute, you know. But what we just don't tolerate is hate speech.
Hate speech is very dangerous. Exactly. Still remember Radio Rwanda and all those kind of things.
Exactly. And people who might want to you know, promote violence. Mm-hmm. We encourage people to speak their mind, you know, and then we can have dialogue, which is really meaningful.
That's right.
Yes.
What you go kuno kunga sinde peri ye. Kulo baba lapo kote phonea is a Midlands kuna ngale phone kuluma. We kuluma ngeshona civil city. Enga kulumi lutu phone tachela bantu kuti sichela bantu. Kuti umsakazulu umsakazulu. Umsakazulu kuti akuluma okufisa yo. Akunjenge mimi msaka zuthu ngavele ukhulume sokuthi ha lapha la lapha ha lapho yakhuluma inhliziyo yakho uvuleke sifubeni as long as ungathethisi umuntu ongafunakala ukuthi uthuke yabona thethisi umuntu hey blessing unje hey what intini no khuluma ingqondo yakho kuphelele khona kunjalo mfowethu.
That's true. Rega itende kuda mkoma Joshua mwemtereri wedu mkoma Joshua makadi
nofana makadi mkoma.
Isu tiri nani zvedu zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu munoona senyaya yeradio iyi. Mungati here muri kufara nekutefenyurwa kuri kuitwa nawo muZimbabwe.
Ya, chekutanga ndinoda kuti ndimbomhoresawo vana mukoma Blessing variko havariko nana mukoma Jonga nevamwe vese vana vaGibbs.
Aiwa tinotenda
nevateereri vese vakateerera Studio 7 chiti ngatiendere kuteerera Studio 7 nenhau dzainotipakurira idzi. Topinda munhau yemaradio station zvanga zvakanakawo chose kuti tiwane maradio anonge achibatanidza maguta ese nematunhu ese. Asi nekudawo kwenyika yedu zvinorema. Kuti vanhu vasununguke chaiko kutaura kunyange maradio akavapo kusunungurwa tisina kusunungurwa handioni kuti vanhu vanenge vakasunungukawo kutaura kana maradio station macho chaimo kunyange chaivo vashandi vanoshanda vanotepenyura varimo maradio station vanoshanda zvavo kungotiwo kutotsvaga asi kuti vataure zvavo kuti vataure vakasununguka havana kusununguka chaiko chaiko kuti vatepenyure paradio station zvekuti anotenge achitotya zvino zvandataura izvi mangwana ndinomuka ndodai tikambotarisa nhau mukambotarisa ndokunga ndokungaita mazimbabwe nenigeria handitasinyatsoziva kuti igore ripi mukoma Charles Mabika vakakomenda JJ Okocha achitamba bhora vakapedzisira basa ratombopera mukatarisa izvezvizvi mazuva apera aya munyaya dzamukoma Mawariridzi vachinhivina pafacebook facebook yacho yakapedzisira yaakutoiswa mitemo yekunzi mitemo inofanira kudai mitemo inofanira kudai tatobva tokumbira kuzanu p f tidei atiregererawo yapa vanhu malicense vakazvimiririrawo kutiwo zvisiri zvavo zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti tikwanisewo kutepfenyurwa mukatasa dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita semaremote areas masaisai chaiwa haasviki ikokoko kuti mukwanise kuziva kuti munyika kuitikei muri kudii. Kutotenga TV unototsvaga nedvd racho kuti ukwanise kunge uchiridza TV yaunenge watenga. Redio kutotengai kuridza USB bozi masaisai haasi kusvika. Ukatasa nzvimbo dzakaita semasvingo region inzvimbo shoma dzinobata maradio station.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua.
Ya, ipapo ngavatibatsirewo ipapo kuti ngavagadzirisewo munhu ngini. Bozi ngavasangofera vachingorwa vachingozvinatsa paredio yavo. Vafana kana nemunhu ngini chamu mumarodhi chamu. Unoona vachikurudzira vanovaka kunovakwa matogeti. But the target 200 meters. Pane ipo target macho munotonzenga unotonzeka poti home target imomo cha kutonzengera kupi. Munasike papo kuti abadze target unga adarika nepa poti ho. Iro ngine saka unotosaka kuti osvika sei pa target kuti ubadze target. Kavati sunungurewo vanhu vezvimatongerwo enyika vakaita sebato riri kutonga reZANU-PF. Kavape vanhu malicense vanhu vakwanise kutipfinyura vakasununguka.
Aiwa
kuti matongerwo enyika because ukapiwa radio station unotonzi anozokurudzira zvakadaizvo munhu akataura zvaanenge ataura kuti varume ngatisunungukei munomu unotonzi auri kukurudzira ugandanga anga asungoruda kupirigura hurumende nekuti ati nhingi wazodai nhingi wazoresva pakati kanzi nhingi waba mari uri muhurumende unzi aiwa uri kukurudzira ugandanga hauso ugandanga asi kuti ngavachinjewo zvinhu zvavari kuita tisununguke munyika tiwane maradio station tiwane kubudirira ndo zvinounza budiriro munyika. Budirira haingouyi nekuti anta mabhizinesi inobudirirawo kuburikidzawo nemaradio station.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nguma Joshua nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Handiti kam.
You heard there from Joshua, he's saying that the government must allow other players to come in. The more, the merrier. And he's saying radio is also good for development. And therefore, the government must ensure that there are many players. Gibbs.
Yes, Lomunzana, Ungobe, Lapa, Osekwane, Baba Ngobe, Unja.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Jin Laboko, Labango.
Kona pentele, Labando, I'm freelance.
Oh, tell us up to Nasibi, says Sakutola, eh?
This is what I'm told. I want to know that I was to me, she was a Chisa, a lawyer, Knight, you know, has tell I was to be very much to Tanjan, Miss Katila Pana.
Kusangela kukhulu sibili okwenzakala ebantwini emakhaya singathi iradio nqa ukuthi khuluma ulutho abantu bahle bekuthathe kunjalo bethi hayi koloku liqiniso.
Yabonke nakunjani tipsi thina vele iradio ta iradio zimbabwe mna vela ngisayivuli mna mvula iradio khonapho ngo-7 until izinye kusinyuzi ze-Voice of America izinyelala ngo-9 athi yabona le angiyibonje usiyayo ukuthi ngishona ngimvula ngoba into yabe iyikhuluma vele mina ngabe ngingayi-understand ukuthi ikhuluma nathi yabona.
Kodwa nxa ulalela abantu sibili abanye batho ukuthi hhayi beyilalela iradio ithe lokho
bab
abanye batho sibili bathi hhayi izolo phela kumbe lamhla ngilalele iradio ithe lokhu ngakho-ke abakhulumayo liqiniso.
Hayi akula nto eliqiniso vele kade vele wakwawuza ngapeyona ibandla lezanu isitele iqinisene empilweni yakhona. Into ezanu vele izanu iyakuthela into ephuma emlonyeni yayo but ingasoze ikwenze kungaphathisi bantu ezimbabwe antsho yabona thina siyabe sifuna into esi-information esizayizwa njengestudio 7 ithi ngayikhangela ngibona ukuthi iliqiniso antsho yabona.
So kodwa nxa
usitho seze sithola information engcono futhi engeke sisikhathi iyasinceda liyasivikela sihlala sivele sinanzelele ukuthi oburongo yikuphi okuhle yikuphi anjeyo. lapha kwistudio Zimbabwe akusiboni ukuthi uthi kuyenzakalani kade sithi u-Eric Knight no-Ezra ibade abantu abade ngasicela kuhle ngoba basebenza khona siyakwazi ukuthi baxotshwa njani. Kade bengatshela abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi heyi laphana madoda kunje laphana kunje laphana kunje laba esinye siyabe sesikhuluma nje kokufanisela but laba labantu ze bexotsha baxotshelwa khona lokho ukuthi mina bakuzama ukuthi bekhuluma beze bece ngaloko mdlezana njeyabona.
Hhayi uyitshaya kuhle ncube uyitshaya lesibili ngibonge kakhulu.
Uyakubona. Akuthi begazela ngazekele imibhambe kodwa kwelinye ilanga.
Hhayi sizaziza kwenza sizazamdinga ukuthi lamhla-ke incingo ngani azitshayi kuhle sibili.
Ya kodwa kwenzekala siyabonga tis.
Sibonge kakhulu ubona imuli yakho baba.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Regaiti, dzoke kwamuri vamukundi muchiripo here parunare. Vamukundu? Vamukundu? Nare achinengeri kuti netsei Gibbs. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the sixth edition of the World Radio Day. We are, of course, talking about the importance of radios in your life. So feel free to call us so that we can talk about this very important topic. Mr. Mkundu, madzoka here?
Yes, ndiri pano.
Tinenge tatambo kushaya mbichana. Tangachida kutaura kuti tichitarisawo anonzi macommunity radios aya akakosha zvakadii muupenyu hwevanhu.
Macommunity radio akakosha muupenyu hwevanhu kunyanya munyika dzichiri kubudirira dzakaita seZimbabwe dzine matambudziko makuru akaita sekushaikwa kwenzvimbo dzeutano dzakawanda tingati mahealth facilities. Achiri kugadzirisa nyaya dzedzidzo, achiri kugadzirisa nyaya dzekugara kwevanhu zvakanaka. Nekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kumaruwa kunyanya, vamwe vacho havakwanise havana mukana wekuona manewspaper, vamwe vacho havana mukana wekuona matv, havana mukana wekuona dzimwe nguva maInternet. Saka macommunity radio akakosha pakuti ndiyo inova mukana anopa mukana wekuti vanhu vazive zvakawanda pamusoro penyaya dzebudiriro, pamusoro penyaya dzekodzero, pamusoro penyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, uyezvo kuti vanhu vataure pane zvavanoda ivo. Saka muchaona kuti macommunity radio anenge ari evanhu vemunzvimbo imomo ndivo vanenge vachiungana vachironga zvavari kuda kutaura pamusoro peupenyu zvoenda kuvakuru zvoendawo mukati menharaunda yavo. Saka macommunity radio kunzvimbo dzaari kushandiswa zvakanaka munotoona kuti zvirwere zvakaita sana HIV AIDS zvinogona kutodzika. Pundutso panyaya dzekurima chaidzo vanhu vanotowana ruzivo rwakati kure rwokurima, nyaya dzemhirizhonga mukati medzimba tingati gender based violence zvinogona kutodzika, nenyaya dzekodzero dzevana vasikana vadiki dzinotodzika, kubatwa zvibharo nekuti vanhu vanenge vaine mukana wokukurukura pamusoro pezviri kuita mukati menharaunda yavo. Saka community radio yakakosha nekuti ndo inopa vanhu mukana wekuti vakoverane pamusoro pezviri kuitika mukati menzvimbo yavo. Saka izvozvo ndo zvatiri kutaura kuti muZimbabwe munofanira kuitawo macommunity radio station kuti vanhu vari kuchipinge, vari kucholocho, vari kumzarabandi, vari mukati menzvimbo yavo vachitaura vari vega, vasingaudzwe neari kuHarare kana kuBulawayo kuti itaiso itaiso, vachishedza kanzura wavo, vachishedza mambo wavo, vachishedza ticha, headmaster, mukoti, vachishedza sabhuku, vachikurukura vari pamwe chete pamusoro pematambudziko avari kusangana nawo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamukundu. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri, mukoma Enoch. Muri sei mukoma Enoch? Mukoma Enoch.
Halo.
Makadi.
Tovari hedu tinoda kutanga kukwazisawo hama dzangu dzose dziri mukati menyika yeZimbabwe nekwese kuno kumabasa kwatiri.
Mukoma Enoch, munenge muri kure nefoni yenyu, uri paspeakerphone here, hatisi kunzwanana, tiri kungonzwa noise.
Makundinzwe here, ndakaita paloud.
Okay, taura henyu tinzwe.
Alright, and I should have to our room come up to I'm going to go to Zimbabwe.
Of course, there might be security concerns, as the government is saying, but, you know, he sees whatever is happening as really oppression on the part of the government, but unfortunately could not go further and explain his point because phones are a bit problematic. But, of course, we urge our callers to keep on trying, Gibbs.
I still remember the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation was actually structured in several ways. And one of the ways was to have it, you know, stratified using different radio kind of languages. Radio 1, you still remember, it was mainly English. Radio 2, Shona and Ndebele, and it was mainly focusing on rural and urban areas. And then with a commercial radio station, Radio 3, that's where there were so many of these DJs and all those kind of people. Then Radio 4 was an educational channel. I don't know whether it's still there, but I guess maybe. I'm not sure.
So, you remember the radio lesson?
Yeah, the radio lessons. You know, you get all those kind of, you know. And then when you go to Radio 2, then you've got radio programs like Ukoko Labantwana, you know, all those kind of things. Quite interesting during that time. But let's talk to Spanda here. Hey, Baba Spanda, how are you?
Siyaphila njani baba?
Inyaphila kakhulu ungaphi Spanda?
Ngisegoli eVilavila.
Ye, kunjani kunapha eGoli?
Hayi, kuright baba.
Ye, lokho kwezulu mfubhi kade sikuzwa ngamanga.
Hayi, iqiniso
eyi. Eh, kuhamba njani bani?
Kuzolunga.
Kunzima.
Ye, kunzima, hayi kuzolunga.
Ye, kuzalunga mfowethu. So asikhulubeke ngemsakazo ukuthi imsakazo ukhanya ngazani eZimbabwe. Ayikabi mnene kangako. Xa sikhangela eGoli mnene okumangalisayo. So akukhulume
sizoba. Yebo. Hayi, amadoda la afetheyo ngoba afuna iqiniso. Oma manje uma ungaya ekhaya usaba lokhuluma ulimi lwakini. Abantwana basesindebeleni bakhuluma isiShona. Abasalwazi ulimi lakibo ngenxa yokuthi akunamuntu obafundisayo, akunama radio stations. Bafakele ukuthi bafunde ulimi olulodwa. Njalo ungakhuluma iqiniso kumele uvalelwe. Yinto nje abayithava nje abantu laba basibusayo.
Kodwa kuyasebenza yini khona ukuba umuntu ongavalela iqiniso sibili ulikhiyele ebhekini ukuthi asulivalele?
Eyi, abantu bayesaba. Akusebenzi, akusebenzi. Kodwa kwandeke kuzolunga.
Njani Sibanda?
Ngibona engalungisa indaba leyo. Uthi la mabandla aphikisayo, maye ngahlangana shem, basizwele, babumbe into eyodwa ukuthi baqaleleni ngoba nestate bekasiyovota ngithi. So kulito ukuthi khona manje izinto eziningi. Abantu abakwazi ukuthi bazovota kanjani. Akula muntu obafinyelela, especially emakhaya. Akula muntu obabonisayo indlela ukuthi okay, kusasa sifuna lokho. Ilizwe leZimbabwe singalikhulula kanjani. Wabona, sivalelekile.
Akufunakali po iradio.
Kumele abantu bathole ama-license, sikwazi iqiniso. Kungasini okwamanje ngasiyazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ezweni leZimbabwe.
Shuwa phela.
Please, siyazicela please liqiniso, silingadeli nakusasa lisinikeze iqiniso. Na ngiyalimamela every day impela. Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngemsenzeli wenzayo madoda.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu lathi-ke mnumzana Sibanda.
Ngibongile kakhulu baba.
Ye, so kodwa nxa ukhangela ubona zani pho kungaguquka kodwa ngokubuya kwesikhathi cina ngisuba le msikazi emningi.
Ye, manje abantu bengabambana babe into yinye bazama ukulwisa lo muntu lo sesihlalweni. Imithetho iguquke itshintshwe eZimbabwe ube nomthetho ovumela wonke umuntu. Umuntu lo omunye unelungelo lokhuluma into ayifunayo. Eh, wawuthi ufostele ukuthi umuntu avume nje amanga ayabhekile. Mayethi uyaphikisa sengumuntu omubi. Akunzima madoda, akunzima. Siyabonga ukuthi likhona. Kungasini, hhayi, sisemnyameni thina.
Yebo phela.
Kakhulu baba.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu-ke Sibanda. Sizahlangana futhi ngesikhathi esibuyayo.
Hayi, ntoboka kwazalula.
Ntoboka baba. Yeah, so that was Mr. Spanda. He was calling us from South Africa. So he was saying that you know the government is actually suffocating the radio sphere because they want to kill the truth. He says, you know, the truth is not wanted in Zimbabwe. So what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of anything that is very independent in terms of radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And have Radio Zimbabwe is the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, at times you can find that even some languages are getting lost, like Ndebele, for example. He says, they're just no radio stations mm-hmm. that concentrate on this kind of language.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, kids end up learning one language
mm-hmm.
or some other languages. So and then he says, finally, the idea can be for people to have a good kind of media sphere
mm-hmm.
is to have a coalition of these guys that are in the opposition
mm-hmm.
so that they can be voted in. I think this is the second guy
mm-hmm.
to say this kind of thing. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. A change of government is the only way out, according mm-hmm. to some callers there. Let's go back to Mr. Mkundu. Mr. Mkundu, talking about you know, some of the reasons that the government is giving for not issuing licenses, they are also saying that the economy is not performing well, and therefore it makes absolutely no sense to keep on giving out licenses. Is this a justifiable reason?
Well, it's not a justifiable reason. We have not seen them not issuing licenses for bottle stores because the economy is not performing well. They have not stopped the issuing licenses for shops and for any other business.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at radio stations from a dual point, that one, it's a business. Someone actually can make money, can employ people, can pay taxes to the government through the radio station. Then two, that radio stations are actually about the freedom of expression. So the government cannot regulate people for talking. You cannot say talk now, then don't talk this time, talk in this manner. This is a broadcasting, just as a reminder, is now a right in our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that what the government can only do is to say this is the criteria for applying for licenses. But right now, it's only the government that actually invites people to apply. Then the process is very politicized. It's about whether you are politically correct or not. So this whole argument that the economy is small is not a genuine argument. Mm-hmm. Let them give people licenses and let those people fail on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not for the government to control how people utilize their resources. If you look at Zambia as an example, if you go to the Independent Broadcasting Authority of Zambia, all they look at is whether you have the money in your account to set up the radio station, whether the frequency is available, what program do you want to broadcast, and all those things. Then they give you the license. Whether you fail or succeed, that's up to you. So the government cannot be worried about whether people will fail because of the economy or succeed. Let them give licenses. Mm-hmm. Then people will either swim or sink.
Thank you. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke Isaac Mpofu lo ngaba ikhona yokugcina. Yebo Mpofu isikhathi sesihambile. Uyangizwa?
Yes, bona dube isikhathi sesihambile njani.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu iphosela koko lapho ke ngamafishane.
Hayi, mina into eyalahlekayo dube yalahleka ekuqaleni. Uyazi ukuthi iSouth Africa wayi lamaradio amaningi. Iradio inhle kakhulu, iyobonisa abantu impilo. Manje thina ekhaya into eyalahlayo ukuthi azange abantu bafune ukuthi kube namaradio ekuqaleni.
Mm-hmm.
Bafuna iradio 1 SABC, ZBC. Kanti eSouth Africa la isiVenda sile radio yayo, isiTsangane, iZulu, what, yonke language iyazimela lapha bekuba ngaphansi kwe-ZBC.
Hawu, ujayele kakhulu, sibanje isikhathi du kodwa uyibethile sibili. Siyabonga Mpofini. Yes, spoke kakhulu Mpofu.
Of course, we want to take this opportunity to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Rashid Mkundu, former MISA director, Mr. Zenzile Ndebele director, Center for Innovation and Technology, and of course, callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, our listeners, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.